Good morning. It is a Monday morning. Back with Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Let's start with a two-word headline, donation backfires.
Yeah, a major gun pro-gun lobby group, the National Sports Shooting Foundation, gave just $2,000, $1,000 each to the State Senate Independent Democratic Committee and also to the IDC's leader, Jeff Klein. And they said thanks, but no thanks. They returned the money. Overall, and the NRA and other gun groups gave about $140,000 over the last 5 years to campaigns in New York. But these were the only, this was the only money that went to Democrats, and they just said, we don't want it, and returned it.
From there, the story that you have about a group that's fighting a gubernatorial hopeful over a sex suit bill.
Yeah, several sexual assault survivors, including upstate investor Gary Greenberg, who's been a vocal advocate for what's known as the Child Victims Act, which would give victims of child sex abuse more time to bring cases, both criminal and civil, have formed a new committee that basically is going to go after State Senator John DeFrancisco, a Republican. He's the deputy majority leader in the Senate, who is looking to run for governor. He's been opposed to the Child Victims Act. So now there are about three advocates who are putting together this committee to go after DeFrancisco to try and ensure he doesn't become governor over the issue.
The state party chairman of the GOP, Ed Cox, under some fire with Republicans split, as you say, over their gubernatorial candidates, including one that was out and maybe back in, Mark Marlinero, the Dutchess County executive.
Yeah, so far they have not zoned in on a candidate yet. It looks like it'll probably be DeFrancisco, but there's others who want other people to get back in, including Molinaro. There's no down-ballot candidates that the party's picked yet for AG, Attorney General, or State Comptroller. And there are a number of county chairmen, Republican chairmen, who are upset with Cox. They feel that he's not showing the leadership they think they need. They see Governor Cuomo as vulnerable, and they want to pounce, but they don't feel the state party is doing enough, and they're getting frustrated.
Finally, very quickly, the Independence Party has now backed Kirsten Gillibrand.
Yeah, they've done it before, and they made it formal today in my column. They are endorsing her for her second reelection to a full term. They endorsed her two other times previously when she won the unexpired term that Hillary Clinton left as senator, and then her first reelection attempt.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. He joins us on Mondays. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.